So now we're going to move to these next rhythms. These are all 12-8 time. And they would traditionally be counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. But we're going to count them as triplets in 4-4. So we're going to count them as 1 ta ta, 2 ta ta, 3 ta ta, 4 ta ta. And the reason I do this in 12-8, and I describe this in the notation section, is because I want to be able to write them as triplets without having to put a little 3 above the 3 eighth notes. This way we know there's 4 beats of 3 groups counted 1 ta ta, 2 ta ta, 3 ta ta, 4 ta ta. This is your triplet feel, very common. The first exercise is just open tones in the downbeats, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Everything else is muted. What this means with the triplets is we're alternating our lead hand left to right. So the beat number 1 is always led with the right hand. Beat number 2 is the left hand. So it's 1, ta, ta, 2, ta, ta, 3, ta, ta, 4, ta, ta, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. That's the trick with the triplets. This is a great exercise to do to develop kind of a fluidity going left and right accents. So this first one, really simple, like I said, just the downbeats. One ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta. So I'll count it in very slowly. We'll do it together. One ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta. Four ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta, four ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta. And then a little bit faster, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta. Again, this is a rhythm you could do open, closed, open if you want to. Get used to playing this downbeats with your left and your right hands. Just really solid open tones, muted tones, as quiet as you can. This next one creates more of a shuffle pattern, 1 to 2 to 3 to 4. The trick with this again is that you're going to be doing the alternating the left and the rights. In this case, it's right, right, left, right, right, left, right. So it sounds like this. So I'll count it in very slowly. We'll play it together. 1-ta-ta, 2-ta-ta, 3-ta-ta, 4-ta-ta, 1-ta-ta, 2-ta-ta, 4-ta-ta, 1-ta-ta, 2-ta-ta, 3-ta-ta, 4-ta. And a little bit faster, 3-ta-ta, 4-ta-ta, 1-ta-ta, 2-ta-ta. Good exercise to do. This is an exercise that's pretty easy to get kind of tripped up on. This is where you'll notice as you develop some technique. And this happens to most people, by the way, so expect it to happen, and it's okay when it does. You'll learn a rhythm. It'll seem fairly fluid and simple. You'll get to playing it, then all of a sudden it'll just fall apart on you. You'll try to play it, and you won't be able to play it right because it's just twisted in your mind. Your fingers won't do what you want. This rhythm is really prone to that. So know that that happens. What you want to do is you want to slow it back down again. You want to spend a few minutes on it. Just work through 1-ta-ta-2-ta-ta-3-ta-ta-4-ta-ta-1. And just get used to what it means to play the loud and the soft, because that's where you're going to get tripped up, is that quiet first ta of the group of three is tough. So the next one kind of breaks it up a little bit. And so what you have here is you have a double left on the 2 and 4. So the 1 goes through just fine. 1 ta ta through just the downbeat. And then the left is 2 ta ta, 2 ta ta, 3. And so this is how it's going to sound. 1 ta, So let's play that together. One ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one. A little bit faster. Three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta. This next rhythm just turns that around, so now you have the rights going double. One ta ta. So it sounds like this. One ta two ta three ta four ta ta. One ta two ta three ta four ta. So I'll count it in very slowly. One ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta. One ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta. Ta two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta. One ta two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta. A little bit faster. Three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one. Three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one. Those are both really good exercises to practice. These actual four first exercises with the triplets are a good foundation to help you develop kind of the dexterity to be able to do a lot of the rhythms we're going to do in the rest of this program. Triplets are interesting because you're going back and forth between the left and the right hand playing kind of the downbeats. And that can be challenging for a lot of people because most right-handed people don't have very strong left hands. So try to get them as consistent as you can, but it's okay if your left hand open tone doesn't quite sound the same as your right hand open tone. Totally fine, totally expected. As a matter of fact, that gives us a lot of flexibility later on when we start playing around with rhythms because we can take advantage of the slight differences in the tone to create more interest in the rhythms we're playing. So this next rhythm, actually the next two, are kind of playing off the idea of the what we did in the last two, the 16th note rhythms. We're going to be playing through the beat. One ta ta two, three ta ta four. And then the last one is one, two ta ta three. With the quiet notes being in there as well. So I'll play the first one here. One ta ta two, three ta ta four. So let's play this together. I'll play it very slowly. One ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two, three ta. And a little bit faster, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta. Okay, last exercise in this program, or this session, is going to be switching that around. So we've got one ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta. Count it in very slowly. One ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta, two ta ta, three ta ta, four ta ta, one. And a little bit faster. Three ta ta, four ta ta, one ta ta. So those are great exercises to get some technique under your belt. Practice them with whatever instrument you are comfortable with, and then try another instrument. So if you got your djembe or your conga, jump onto a hardcover book or one of these frame drums. If you're playing with a frame drum and you have a 16-inch, switch over here. Just a little different technique. One and a two and a three and a... That's a second exercise. Just play around with it. Get fluid. Go slow. Practice them really slow until you got them. Practice them to a metronome. If you don't do a metronome, put on some music. But I'm a real fan of setting the metronome super, super slow, setting the subdivisions in and playing to it at 60 beats per minute or even slower. These rhythms that I counted in the first time, I'm counting them in at 50 beats per minute probably and playing 16th notes. So if you have a metronome that doesn't have subdivisions, go ahead and set it at a faster tempo and just treat those as 16th notes. For instance, you could set the metronome at, 150 beats per minute and play to each beat. And that would be a pretty nice, pretty slow, comfortable tempo to work with to really just get fluid and going left, right, left, right. Because that's what we're looking at here. We're looking at developing some muscle coordination to being able to deliberately and consciously hit your drum with enough force to create a tone, but a consistent tone. And then being able to make it even from left to right. And that's really tricky. It takes time. And if you could practice 15, 20 minutes a day, pick an exercise, run through it for 15 minutes. The next day, pick a different one. Take the mambo and the samba. Take those triplet rhythms, couple of them. Once one of them a day, just for a little while, and you'd be surprised how quickly you develop some technique. Next time we're going to be doing the shamanic technique, which is really simple, 4 beat per second pulse. So I'm going to bring in some alternating strokes, doing some alternate patterns. So we get used to doing some double strokes. We're going to be playing around with that. It's going to be really fun. Watch the meditation video if you haven't yet. Watch the instructional video where I talk about the history, the background of this, and I'll see you next week.